Hi, welcome to Zuli Talks. Hoping that you're doing all fine and well. And thank you for listening to all my previous episodes. I'm so very thankful. Would also like to tell you that Zuli Talks is available on Spotify, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Breaker. Hoping that all my episodes are available to you. So on this week on Zuli Talks, I have a guest. Hi. Welcome to Zuli Talks. This is a show where we talk about achievement, self-love, confidence, and more. So welcome to Zuli Talks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kindly introduce yourself.
My name is Eddie. I'm Eddie Peru. I'm from Coast, Kilifi County. And I'm a model by profession. And I'm also a student, though graduating this year at the Pwani University with a Bachelor's of Human Resource Management.
Wow, that's so amazing. Thank you. You're such an amazing person, a blessed person. So we're here today to ask you some few questions about a boy child in the modeling industry.
I guess
it's important for both a boy child and a girl child. Both children are supposed to be concentrated on and given much love and attention.
Okay, on my side, I won't be dealing on maybe gender biases, because I can't say the girl need much love or maybe the boy need much love. I think both of them are equal and they should be treated equal. But when we come in this part on the gender biases, you'll find out a lot of people who really do have support is the girl child, whereas the boy child are very neglected. They don't have the support, so they can't raise a voice. So I personally, I think that me as a boy child in this society, I think I should stand up and make sure that the boy child voice is out hard in the society, because we can't be dealing on the girl child 24/7. So the boy child don't have to feel neglected in the society, because they're deep down there dying because of depression, and it's really affecting them both physically, emotionally. So I think the best thing, I will rise up as a voice to the boy child in case of anything. I think the boy child needs to get support. They shouldn't feel neglected. So I think the love should be shown to the both gender. We shouldn't be biased.
Oh, wow. So in your career, can we ask you, what are your duties and responsibilities as a male model in the industry?
Okay. As we all know, modeling has different sports, and these sports tend to give a title to the person who pursue modeling as a career. So there are people who pursue modeling as a career, and there are people who pursue modeling as a passion or maybe talent. So I believe that modeling is an art. And we need to embrace it so well. So my duty as a male model, because I've been in this industry for 4 years now, I'm almost heading to my fifth year in this industry. And there's a lot of things that I've been able to conquer, and some of the things have been pulling me down, but I had to stand up strong. So my key responsibility is to make sure that I don't allow someone to reject or maybe throw me down because of modeling.
Okay.
So I think my key responsibility is to make sure that modeling in the art industry is being known far for what people think on their view, because people think that being a model, it's a bad thing. People feel like you are selling yourself to people. People are there just to use you and dump you because you're a model, but it doesn't have to be that way. So as a model, I bring the face of being a model in this industry. So it needs and it creates personalities. So I think for me, being a model is truly a great thing because I have passion for modeling and I feel great to be a model.
Wow, amazing. That's nice. That's your points are strong, by the way, because I've been hosting online pigeons.
Yeah.
And I gotta say that I have hosted 3 girl group pigeons. I haven't hosted even one for the boys. I know this sounds crazy to you, but really, like, it's so hard to find male models for the.
True.
I'm trying hard. It's so hard. Like, I can meet a person and maybe someone recommends a good candidate, but I don't think they're up for it or confident enough.
Yeah, that's true. Because I believe that people who have the best opportunity are the ladies. That's why this brings up into my case now. Being the first Mr. Tourism Kenya, a lot of people never had a chance to know that one day such a title will bring up in Kenya, because like the only thing that was really embraced, it's Miss Tourism. That's why it has been happening time to time. So I believe that the girl child, they are confident enough. That's one thing I will really pull up in this industry. The girl child have nice confidence. And I really love that potential. But as for the boy child, some people use this modeling career as a part to win what they want. That's why, for example, let's say like you need to get into a relationship with a girl and you show yourself like, I'm a model. He'll be like, oh no, this guy must be having validation towards me, because it's believed that the male models do know the things in this industry. And as for me, as the male model, I'm really trying very hard to change this perspective towards our ladies who think of us that way. So the boy child, I think they need to change up on this, because these are the cases that have been happening, and some of them are true. I won't deny some of them are true, but onto the girl child, I give them a thumbs up. They are really doing their best, and it takes a lifetime thing for a girl to be confident to stand in front of a crowd and showcase skills she has. So I think that's a thumbs up. But as for the boys, I think I will do maybe some few things. Maybe when they hear out about this, maybe I can change someone's heart and potential outside there and do what he wants to do as a model. So I think we should rise up as male models and see how we can fight to portray a better perspective out of this.
That's a good idea. I was thinking we hold maybe a campaign to let all the boy child know that they too can be cool be models and successful models at the same time. Like in Kenya right now, we have less male models than female models.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
I think that's a good idea, by the way. Coming up with a campaign, it will really help, because For example, like right now, let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. When we take a percentage of a girl child who are modeled and a percentage of boy child who are modeled, you'll find out girl child have the biggest percentage. And that's a reality.
Yeah.
Go east, go west. But that's the reality. Not only in Kenya. Even when you go around the world, and we decided that we are taking a percentage of female models and a percentage of male models, you'll find that a percentage of female models is higher than the percentage of male model. So I think the issue on the campaign part, I think that's really important because it's going to give a chance to people who, because I personally, I came up and saw that there are people outside there who are very potential, who really want to engage themselves into modeling, but they don't have people to rise them up, or maybe their confidence is too low. And working on the esteem, it really needs a lot. For a man to convince my fellow man to be a model, it's not easy. But it's easy for a man to convince a lady, or a lady to convince her fellow lady to be a model. It's very easy. So I don't know what problem we have as male models in this industry. I don't know, but I'm here to find out. And I will come up with an answer on that.
It's not a problem. I don't think it's a problem. It's nature. Moving on to the next. So what do you think are the benefits or the advantages of being a model as you are?
Okay, that's a good question, by the way. And speaking on my side, everything, I think everything in this world or everything that we act on in our lives have advantage and disadvantage. Even sometimes the food we eat has an advantage and disadvantage. The place we walk. Yeah. So the advantage of me being a model, I think it's a good idea, like how I started from the beginning. And it has really, really get the platform as a model to where I started and the point I am today.
Yeah.
I've been able to capture some few areas, like being a brand ambassador of Coca-Cola, being a brand ambassador of Pepsi Cola, being a brand ambassador in a designer shop by the name Luku Collection, and now at this point, being a brand ambassador of Kenya in tourism. So it takes a lot for you to be in such situation, because I believe the disadvantage that people face, it's on the cash part, because being a model, it's not waking up in the morning and you just say yourself, I'm a model. No, you know, being a model, you have to invest. For you to be compensated back, you have to invest you personally as a model. So I always tell people, if you want to be a model, then you have to be a volunteer to yourself, because you can't be having a big platform of volunteer to yourself. So if I want to be recognized as a big doctor in Kenya, I must do a volunteer work. I must show my skills, what I can do, the ability and the potential that I have towards myself. It's the one which will give me a platform to grow onto that stage that I wanted. So we need to invest as models. You can't tell me you are going for a show and you're not ready for that show, because a designer told you, like, I'm going to dress you, but I'm going to dress you for 10K for your whole category. And you feel like, oh, no, that's too much. This guy is trying to take my money. No. Invest on that event. You don't know that the designer with the creativity, it was the one which was going to lead you to a win. And maybe the 10K that you spend, you'll get 1,000 of it from the event. So the big advantage of me standing as a model is that it has really helped me. And for those who think that modeling is calm, or when someone has to be a model doesn't have a chance, imagine chances are out here. There is a lot of chance. We give a lot of chances to model. Me speaking as a brand ambassador and as a brand model in the meantime, I think there are a lot of potential and stability outside here. So we need to just rise and grab these opportunities. So modeling has the big advantage. I won't lie. I can attest to that.
True, true. Thank you very much for the answer. Moving on. Do you think modeling helps people gain self-esteem and confidence?
It really does. Because I remember when I was trained to be a model, I was trained on how to walk confidently on the stage, though it wasn't easy the first time. And this is very true. It wasn't easy because that was the first time that I'm coming in front of a crowd, showcasing my skills, and everyone was like, all eyes on me. So, like, I felt like I had a strange fright. And I was like, oh my God, this is what I want to do. And I was like, no, this is not me. Like, I can't do this in front of 1,000 eyes just looking at me. What if I fall down? Like, everyone will be laughing at me. But yeah, at the end of the day, I felt like if I can stand to myself in the mirror and admire myself, why don't I go outside there and make people look at me on how I smile to myself? So it really builds the self-esteem and confidence, because as a model, when you're trained, you'll also be trained public speaking. And where comes a mistake into most models? Most models think about modeling is just walking on the runway. No. Modeling is about showcasing your skill. And the best skill that you can showcase is your public speaking. That's why you can find someone coming all way from the first category to the last category and you feel like, oh, this person is going to be the winner. But one thing that is going to pull you down the part, because that's the point where people are confident. That's why ever since in this industry, I've been training models and I've been giving model tips. And I tell them, I personally have been judging in an event. So what we look as judges is how confident you are on the stage. I might ask you a question. I might say like, hello, tell me your name. And I know that your name is Zuleya. But it depends on how you're going to bring it out.
Yeah.
You can't just answer like, my name is, no. You have to show that you are proud of being yourself. Hello, my name is Eddie. It shows how this person, how confident he is. Can he stand up on a camera?
Yeah.
So modeling does give a good self-esteem and confidence.
Wow, thank you very much. So, do you think modeling is helpful to a boy child?
Okay. Modeling is it's helpful to a boy child. Yeah, it really helps. Not but even the girl child. Like how I started in the beginning, I said, like, I don't want to be biased. I don't want to support the girl child, neither do I want to support the boy child. So, I'm going to support the both side. But since this question was framed on the boy child, I think modeling is helpful to a boy child because it raises the voice of a boy child. And for me, as a boy child today, being able to rise up and see what the society looks out in a boy child's life. We are fighting cases such as domestic violence. And this does not only happen to the girl child. Even the boy child undergoes this type of violence. And as a model, if you think of like me having this title in the country, maybe I don't have any title, but I'm a I feel like I can come up with a voice for a boy child, then actually I'll be helping my other boy childs. Do you get my point? Yeah, so it really helps a boy child. And I think, like, we boy child need to rise. There are people outside there, they don't have people to talk to. But I will say, I personally, if you need a voice to be heard out in the society, please don't kill yourself solemnly with depression. Just rise. Come talk to me, yeah, and I'll help you rise that voice to the society, because we need to be heard, not only the girl child, but even us boy child, we need to be heard in the society. We have a voice. Everyone has a voice. So we all need to be treated the same.
True.
So that's my point.
Yeah.
It's helpful to a boy child.
That's a true one. So as we wrap up, I'm very grateful for all your messages and all your answers. So do you have any message to any upcoming model?
Yeah, I have message to upcoming models. Guys outside there, I know it might be hard for you to stand up as a model. I know that your confidence is too low. Maybe you've been lowered down by maybe people who love you or even your parents. But one thing I'll say, if you have passion in modeling or passion in anything that you want to do, know that that's the startup of your future. Is in your hands for you to control or either destroy it. So if you really want to embrace modeling as a passion and you want to walk through it as your career, do what it takes. Fight for what you need to do. And I personally, I can be of helpful. If you want to reach out to me, you can go down, search on my social media handles on IG, model_EdEddie, on Facebook, EdEddie. If you want to reach me throughout, my phone number is 07-59-85-77-17. I repeat, 07-59-85-77-17. I'm also a model trainer. I conduct modeling. So if you feel like you're outside there and you feel yourself down because some people have been telling you, like, don't join modeling because it's a bad aspect. No, this is an aspect of your future. So it's up to you to build on it or maybe destroy it. I'm a model, I personally. It has really helped me as a model. I have a voice in the county government. I have a voice in Kenya. So come join me. Your ability, it's our strength. And it's for us to build our country. We can't just be seated home and relax. We need to rise and shine. We are the icons of tomorrow. I repeat, we are the icons of tomorrow. That's my word.
Amazing. Nice. Thank you very much. I'm sure they've all heard that and they'll use your advice. So, Eddie, do you have any project that you're working on?
Yeah, sure.
Follow and we should
right support? Now, since we all know, or maybe for those who don't know, we are on a tourism month. It's a worldwide tourism month, September. And 27th is the date set aside for tourism weekday. So since on our side that 27 will be on Sunday, we decided to push on a Monday. This week we'll be having a campaign day. And I want you guys to help me raise 1,000 seedlings set aside for a tree planting at the Imperial Garden of Michuki. So if you're out, feel like you can be of support, raising one seedling or two seedling, kindly please reach out to my number and I'll appreciate your support. And the other project that I'm doing for Kenya, I want the voice of culture to be heard. So I want to fight for our culture, because when we look in the tourism department, we find that the Maasai culture is the only culture showcased in terms of tourism. But does it mean that the other culture don't have anything to showcase? Yes, we do have. So I need to stand up as the voice of the cultural ambassador. So I need you to help me. Tell me, which county are you in? Propose to me. I will definitely come. I'll make sure a county rises up to the world. And whatever cultural aspect you have, it will be showcased. So help me in my journey. And we are going to work together and walk to make a successful Kenya for ourselves. Thank you very much.
Wow, amazing, amazing. Thank you very much, Eddie. Thank you very much for your advice and all your project. We will surely support you and we are with you and follow you. Thank you very much. For those who you have had, Eddie, kindly follow him on his Facebook, Twitter, and also you can also